4.
Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, January 10th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Boy, we got a lot to do today. Going to have Paul Strelo, 8:05. Can't wait to talk some, a bunch of recruiting with him. Talk about the January 26th Junior Day, the Elite Junior Day here. Also talk about the ending, the official visit this weekend. And the ending up of finishing up with this 2019 class before we turn to 2020 in that junior class. And ask him about big picture, what this national championship does moving forward. Can't wait to do that. This is going to be the, I think, one of our better shows because it's got variety. We'll talk about football, baseball, basketball, all kinds of nice stuff in here. And still reviewing a little bit. Including, this is going to be fun. We're going to go back and look at the over and under odds for the national championship game and see how Vegas, how close Vegas came to picking it. Not just with the score, but all those prop bets to see what the expectation was for Las Vegas and to compare that for what actually happened on the field for all those prop bets. That's going to be fun. Also, a look at the one of the most interesting stats I've ever seen in Clemson football history. And it deals with how well coached this team is. I think it's clear evidence of how well coached this team is. We'll tell you about that coming up. Future odds as well from Las Vegas about the 2020 season. We'll get to that. We will get to the statistic of Dabo Swinney as an underdog and look back at some of those games. It doesn't happen too often, but we will look at some of those games and see how he has done. Clemson has three juniors entered the NFL draft yesterday. No surprises so far. Dexter Lawrence, Travion Mullen, Trey Lamar. What they need to avoid, in my opinion, is that Van Smith moment where you kind of look around and shake your head and go, ooh, what? And that could happen in the form of Isaiah Simmons or the form of Kayvon Wallace or Tanner Muse or John Simpson, Gage Trevinka, maybe someone like that. That Taylor Hearn kind of went, ooh, what? So we'll talk about that a little bit today. We can get into, speaking of NFL draft, Kyler Murray expected to enter the NFL draft, and that's against his contract with the A's. We'll tell you how that's a little bit complicated. Clemson basketball lost last night at Syracuse, 61-53. And in thinking about that game, it was pretty evident that sometimes we overanalyze stuff. I never overanalyze basketball because I don't have the capability for overanalyzing basketball. But Syracuse is better than Clemson in basketball. Longer, more athletic, had higher recruited players. You know, in basketball, we always talk about that's what happens when five stars play four stars and or 3 stars and 2 stars. That's what happened last night, in my opinion. Syracuse and their length really bothered Clemson. The Tigers only shot 35% in the dome, only scored 22 first half points. Turned it over 17 times, only 25% from three. This is not a good 3-point shooting team. That's neither Syracuse. And then only got the line, only 58.9% from the line. Just didn't play very well. And the Tigers fall to 10-5 overall, 0-2 in the ACC. And now they come home Saturday to face a very good Virginia team. So we'll see. Maybe pull an upset there. And then in case you didn't see it, late last night, Dabo Swinney wins the Bear Bryant Award. We'll tell you about yet another national coaching award for Dabo Swinney. Besides that, pretty open show. Jalen Hurts transfer portal now. I have no idea where Hurts is going to end up. We'll give you some of what other people are saying about that coming up. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Orr that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, the newfound or renewed enthusiasm on Twitter, I think now, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, bro.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Man, I was driving in this morning. It was cold, 31, your kind of temperature.
Oh, it's a proper cold.
Get your toboggan on over there. And I was just thinking, how blessed are we, man? We get to come on the station for 3 hours today, and we can talk about all kinds of sports today. That's pretty doggone cool, huh?
It's not a bad gig if you can get it, my man.
Other people get to go in and look at TPS reports. Other people get to put that clip on and go pretend like they have passion for their job. We get to talk about sports today, huh? We're going to talk to some really great people and interview some great people and review and get excited. And what a great day, man. We're blessed, buddy. Extremely blessed. How you doing?
No, I'm doing just fine. Excited for the cold, as you had mentioned.
Why?
I love it. It's this time of year.
That feels good to you?
It's winter time.
You like that?
Nah, it toughens you up a little bit. Let you know where you are, and it's nice. It's needed this time of year. It can't be 70 degrees this time of year, 68 degrees, whatever.
Why
it was
can't
a
it?
Couple days ago.
It does in other parts of the country.
Well, we can move there if you want to.
Okay.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. You know what I did for the first time this year? I wrote down the right month, the right day, and the right year.
10 days in.
It took me 10, but I can't promise you that I'm always going to have it, but it took me 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I got that right. And the other thing is, I am I'm just one day away from getting my feet back underneath me, get my sea legs back, and getting back to normalcy.
Yeah, yesterday was another day of rest.
Yes.
And did a lot of reading, and then I took a nice another nap yesterday.
Yeah, you got out here early.
Yeah, but today we're ready to go. We got a women's basketball game at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, so programming-wise, what does it do to the station?
Brad will be on and with Ben from 9 o'clock to 10:30 or 10:40 or something like that. Yeah, 10:40, because we start at 10:45 for women's basketball tonight as they take on Miami at 11.
This would be one of those days if Milstead called in and go, I'm not feeling it, you'd forgive him.
Yeah, I get it. I assume that they got back from Syracuse or even got out of Syracuse at all with the snow last night. So hopefully that was all good, and he's back safe and sound with the team. But he should be back this morning for his first day of radio since the national championship game, so he's excited about it.
Can't wait to hear some of his stories coming mm-hmm. out of all of that. I normally have a breakfast bar. I don't have one.
You're crushing the M&M's this morning.
I am. The peanut M&M's. Do you separate yours by color before you eat them?
I haven't had them in a while, but I would separate them by color, okay. Yes.
And then you eat the oranges last, of course.
I guess.
Okay, just making sure that we're
actually no,
page.
It wouldn't be that because you don't eat them one at a time, right?
Yes, one at a time. Yeah,
you eat them one at a time.
Of course, it's a delicacy. Peanut M&M
I feel like you got to eat two at a time, and I usually try to get one of each color when you're eating them.
I had one right before the show started.
Yeah,
and just to put the theory to the test, it tasted like steak and lobster tail.
Did it?
Yesterday, I was leaving to go to lunch.
Special.
Oh, you're like this one. Grilled chicken with Reggie sauce, mm-hmm. our buddy, named mm-hmm. after our buddy, mm-hmm. and pimento cheese wrap. All of it in a wrap with pimento cheese.
I would not like that.
Oh, yes, you'd love pimento cheese.
It's not
you
my
need to give it a chance.
Thing.
But anyway, so my next door neighbor comes out and she's getting her mail. And my neighbor three houses down on the other side of the street is coming out. He's getting his mail. And there's a buzz about him, man. They got this little pep in their step. And they're like, hey, Mickey, how you doing, man? How's your trip? And it's like, blah, 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 it's good, it's good. Yeah. Hey. And I noticed it around town. I got to lunch. Like everybody around the place is like, they're kind of hopping, man. Like they're just kind of walking on feathers around this place. You know, it's kind of just kind of strolling through life now with a beautiful big smile on their face. It's in one way, it's sad we let it do that to us. But the other way, isn't that great? You still feel that? You got this euphoria about you?
Euphoria?
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit, yeah. There's definitely a sense of of entitlement now. There's no doubt about that. After a four touchdown victory over the perceived number one team in the country, it's there.
My wife looks at me. She's asked me this about five times since I got home. You happy? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm happy, buddy. I got to tell you, I'm happy. Got a doctor's appointment today for a little fella. See if he's.
Oh, really? I thought you were doing doctor's appointments.
Oh, no. You go every week or every 2 weeks. Just to make sure, you know. And got a nice sales meeting today with our great friends at Engineer Sleep. So today's going to be a great day.
Man. Good big day for you today.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what's on tap for segment number two?
We're going to talk a little bit about the players that decided to leave and go to the NFL early, the juniors. And then a couple more guys that could make that jump as well in the next couple of days.
So a little junior talk.
A little junior talk.
I am certainly looking forward to that. Your impressions of Clemson basketball last night? I know you worked the game and watched the game.
Yeah. You know what? It felt like the Duke game for a little bit there. With how it kind of got away from you to start the second half. To their credit, they fought back much more so than they did in the Duke game. Got it to within four at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Four at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't meant to be last night. They had a lot of trouble in the first half, especially trying to break down that zone that Syracuse runs. We actually had a setup where Don, Tim, and Ben were right near the Clemson bench.
Right.
So while Don and Tim are doing the game, you could hear a lot of Brownell over the airwaves.
Move!
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it was evident that the team was not getting what he was trying to say in the first half in terms of positioning and how to attack or even defend that zone. And it was tough. It was tough to watch in the first, but they figured some things out in the second and just ultimately ran out of time and just didn't hit the shots they needed to last night.
Didn't hit shots at all. 35% from the field, 25% from three, 58% from the free throw line, 17 turnovers. Didn't play very well. The first half, Marquise Reed was not himself. Maybe 2 points and like three, more turnovers, maybe three turnovers and 2 points, something like that.
Sheldon Mitchell looks banged up.
Yeah. He doesn't look the same. Five points.
Legs look bad.
Yeah. And David Scarlett.
He's getting caught on fast breaks.
Yeah. Couldn't finish.
He's getting caught on fast breaks and he's getting stuffed at the rim.
Yeah.
Because his legs just aren't under him right now.
But on some of those, you got to pull the ball back instead of trying to finish. When you know, like, two or three times you can't finish. The other thing that's killing this team right now is that they get nothing from the bench. Clyde Trapp gives them something. Trapp gave him 24 minutes last night and 7 points. That's the only bench points they had last night. And they don't get anything bench rebounding, bench D. I don't know how the defense is. I'm not that into it watching all that stuff yet. But Jameson played 6 minutes last night. Newman only played four. Tyson played nine. And White played five. But they're just not getting anything from the bench. And that's something that's got to change here. Bad news is you play fourth-ranked Virginia on Saturday.
You just talk about not getting anything from the bench. Virginia has the has allowed the least points per game in the country so far this year.
Right.
So.
Yep. It's not, you know. Now, good news. Well, you say good news. You get Georgia Tech, but then you get at 13th ranked Florida State, at and 15th ranked NC State.
Yeah. You're looking at, I mean, are you looking at a 1-4 start in the ACC?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On paper, sure. And then Pittsburgh, Wake Forest, at Georgia Tech. And then you get Virginia Tech, who's ranked? Ranked in the top 10, at ninth. At Miami, at Louisville, 13th ranked Florida State. It's tough. It's tough. But you know this every year. It's how it is every year. You know it when you get your preseason magazine. You know it when you sign with them. You know it when you coach with them. You know it when you buy your season tickets. It's going to be tough. So you got to find a way to dig out of it. We'll see if they can do that beginning noon on Saturday. Let me do one other quick thing, Mr. Or 24, because I haven't done this yet. It's cold outside. We're expecting cold temperatures. One of the main things, precipitation on Saturday, but I wanted to get the forecast now for Saturday because we do have the huge parades coming up, a huge parade and huge stadium celebration coming up. Still afternoon showers. A little bit warmer in the latest ones here. The low of 33 on Friday night, early Saturday morning. High of only 44, but it says cloudy with an occasional showers in the afternoon. So it will be a dry parade and it will be a dry stadium celebration Saturday morning. We are looking forward to that. East winds at 5 to 10, chance of rain 70%, but afterwards it can rain on a basketball game.
Sure.
It just can't rain on a football parade and stadium celebration. I say that because of Clemson being a football school, but I mainly say it because of indoor versus outdoor. So we'll see about that. All right, can't wait. Looking forward to segment number two. My friends at Lakeside Lodge.
Yeah,
Lakeside
new lid Lodge. Today.
What's that?
New lid today?
Yeah, I was on the field Saturday, mm-hmm. and they're passing out hats, and a girl looks at me and goes, "Hey, okay. Yeah. So, if you're giving, I'll take it." Have my money I was going to buy from her. No. Yeah, nice. Natty hat. Mm-hmm. I have not done. I noticed either you're saving them or you haven't worn them yet. Have you had any natty gear yet?
No.
I tend to wait. I'll buy the first one to go buy a flag to put up the house.
A car flag?
Oh, we'll get two car flags. God. That'll be on it for the next year. Every year I buy a new flag for the house. We'll buy this one coming up. So do those kind of things. And I'll buy the stuff that I know you're going to buy. But then, after that initial surge of buys, I wait about a month because they'll be coming out with new stuff, and then I'll go for round two buys with Natty Gear.
The only thing I would buy is something with the National Championship, that new logo with the bridge in the background.
Yes.
Buy something with that. It'll be on a pullover.
Right.
And that'll be, yeah,
I owe you one.
I don't, no, you don't. I was just asking
pick
if you were
out
there.
And I owe you one.
I was not, and I'm not a guy that buys a bunch of natty gear, to be right. honest with you. Just the one is more than enough, and it needs to be simple and easy, and that's
right.
it.
Right. I would love one of those. The players are just wearing just with the college football playoff yeah. symbol on it.
Yeah.
That would be cool. You get one of those.
That.
Cool. And on that t-shirt. So that would be cool. I'm looking forward to today, buddy. We're going to have a great time today.
Absolutely.
Lakeside Lodge. I normally ride by about once a week to check things out. Because of the travel schedule and Christmas and all that, I will go by today and just check it out. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com, the Condo Tell. They are really, really excited about how fast these are selling. If you want in, I want to say on the ground floor because the ground floor is going up, but if you want in, now's the time to do that. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. You get the one of the most unbelievable views and settings in Clemson on the lake with your condominium, a studio, a two-bedroom, a three-bedroom. You can rent it out when you're not there and get some revenue back on that, which is a really cool deal. It is our great friends at Lake. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. Stop by their office, see them, make an appointment to go by and get shown what they're doing. It's beautiful. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. A break. We'll come back with segment two with Mr. Zach Orr right after this short break.
105.5 The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson football, will replay the National College Football Championship game this Saturday, January 12th.
He's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, hit it for the end zone, and in!
Two broadcast times, 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Lawrence going to do a little shuttle pass inside the ETN, and he's in! Touchdown!
You can listen on your way to the parade and after the basketball game. This is the radio broadcast that most of us didn't hear on Monday night with Don Munson and Rodney Williams.
Again, Tagovailoa going to throws, and it's picked at the 45-yard line. It's going to be returned for six.
The National College Football Championship game with your Clemson Tigers.
Looks across the middle, throws it back in the end zone, caught, Higgins, touchdown.
This Saturday, 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., brought to you by Sandvik Coromant, Tiger Moving Company, Clemson's best gourmet ice cream from 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Clemson basketball fans. Your Clemson men's basketball team returns to Little John Coliseum on Saturday, January the 12th, as they host a highly ranked University of Virginia team at noon. You can purchase tickets to this game and other upcoming ACC matchups by visiting ClemsonTigers.com or by calling the ticket office at 1-800-CLEMSON. We'll see you in Little John Coliseum, loud and solid orange, for this key ACC matchup.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or give more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USANA.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what I'm talking about! Sports!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
You know, buddy, I wasn't worried about you, even though I was half a world away. Because had something gone wrong, then I would have gotten a notice from Blue Ridge Security. And I could check on the cameras. I know Ben could check on cameras here for you. My wife had a friend to stay over with her when I was gone. The only night I was gone. And so I wasn't worried about her and I had my attack dog. But also, I wasn't worried because I would have gotten all the alerts. He's a good little fella, though, isn't he? You love it, little fella?
You know what? Strangely enough, I know it's still sad to think about. He's calmed down since Daisy left.
Tremendously, man. Tremendously.
Like, a lot.
Yeah, because he's the alpha now.
I guess.
But priority one kept me up to date. I know when my home was secured, when she got up the next day, and when all that's done. So I love that. I love that the real security is in the mind of knowing that everything is secure. But the reason why is because all the great technological advances they have there. Blue Ridge Security, check them out. I'm sorry, Blue Ridge turning to priority one. Priority one security. Priority, now that's the number one. Some people I put in priority, O-N-E. No, priority, the number one security, .com. Priority, the number one security.com. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey. Of course, we're going to talk about Clemson's juniors and their decision to forego their senior season and enter the NFL draft this April. Yesterday, three juniors announced that they had those intentions. Of course, one of them being Dexter Lawrence, the suspended defensive tackle for the Clemson Tigers, has decided to forego his senior season and test his talents at the next level. Of course, the defensive MVP of the national championship game, Trayvon Mullen, is also going to the NFL draft as he is deciding that he needs to leave early and go on out. And then, of course, last but not least, he didn't declare yet. Farrell didn't declare yesterday. It was Mullen, it was Lawrence, and it was Trey Lamar, the inside linebacker prospect, is going to be heading off to the NFL as well. We expect Cleveland Farrell to go as well, Mickey? Right.
Yes.
We expect who else of that junior group to possibly take the leap?
Those are the ones that in order so far, you would say, had the best chance of going, correct?
Yes.
Now, there are...
The ones that probably should go, right?
I think all those guys should go, yes. I totally agree.
There's not one of those four that you look at and go, well, what's he doing?
No. Those guys are physically ready, and they've been productive enough to say, yeah, and Farrell's a part of that group, because he's going to... I would be shocked if he didn't. There is a group of guys like... Well, first... You know, you don't know if Garrett Williams is just giving up his senior year to join the Marines or get in the military, whatever it might be.
He was asked post-game if, you know, the suspension that is looming with Braden Galloway has any effect on that. He said no.
Okay. Then you hear the Feaster transfer stuff.
Yep.
There's going to be some guys that just, you know, aren't playing enough, that kind of stuff. But I think there's a list of guys that you want to come back because it's not best for them, you think. Now, everybody's got to make decisions academically, financially, that kind of stuff. But those guys were ready to go. Isaiah Simmons is talented, but he's like Farrell. He's a redshirt sophomore, so he'd have two more years, but he can come out now. He's talented, but I think he needs more productivity and more film.
It led you in tackles this season.
Right. But also led you in a bunch of busted coverages, sure, a bunch of MAs. You know MAs are?
MAs, Mr. Simons?
Yeah, very good, buddy. Very good.
For me, that list is the list of talented but probably could use a little more seasoning is led by Kayvon Walls, isn't it?
Well, it's led by Simmons.
Yeah.
Then Kayvon Walls.
But I can understand him going.
Nah.
I'd be way more confused about Kayvon Walls leaving.
Tanner Muse. You keep hearing some rumblings there.
I do, yes.
And then, like a John Simpson. I got to tell you, buddy, I watched the game yesterday. Not all of it. I fast-forwarded. I hadn't sat down to watch beginning to end yet, but just some key plays in there. Quinnen Williams was shut down on Monday night. He did nothing.
Yep.
He stood up. He was normally in the backfield all day. He just stood up the whole game. Part of that is they don't play anybody on defense. Like, they don't rotate on defense. The guy had to play too many plays. But John Simpson played well enough. But he still needs time. Cervenka, you know, there's just a few of those guys that you go, oh, you know, you don't need to do that as of yet.
Simpson and Ankrum both announced that they were going to come back.
That was before
the bowl game.
I think they're coming back. But in that secondary, Wallace, Muse, Simmons, we've heard all of those guys.
So Wallace,
we're thinking
Muse and Simmons go. That leaves you a little bit thin coming back in terms of experience. It's Nolan Turner, Denzel Johnson, Kyle Cody is on that list as well. And then you got four guys committed to come in at the same position right
Nolan
now.
Nolan Turner is... I'm telling you, he played probably the most snaps of anybody off the bench on Monday night.
Oh, he looked fantastic. I'm not worried about what he brings to the table.
Yeah.
But depth-wise, you're a little thin depth-wise, there in terms of experience.
Right. If those two guys left, it'd be Nolan Turner and Denzel Johnson be starting safeties. And that's where Charleston, that's where Zanders, that's where Thornton and Phillips and some of those guys. Or you might move back there, one of the corners. You know, you find a way to either McMichael or Goodrich or some of those guys, you might have to move back there. What college football has turned into, and you saw Alabama playing freshmen everywhere. Did you see that again?
Yep.
Georgia last year, all their stuff, their freshmen. What it's turned into is juniors leave now. And so any junior you get coming back, that's like an added recruit. If Isaiah Simmons or Wallace or Muse or Simpson or those guys, if they come back, that's just like an added recruit. Because juniors are going to go. I'm looking at a list right now, Mr. Ward, 24. Clemson with 3 so far. Duke with 2. Florida, 5 guys are leaving Florida. So far, 4 guys are leaving Georgia. 3 are leaving Iowa. Only 2 at LSU so far. Miami, 3. Michigan, 3. Ole Miss, 4. NC State, 2 big ones. Notre Dame, 3. Ohio State, 5. Oklahoma, 3. And that doesn't include Kyler Murray. That would be 4 for him. Monday's the deadline. Penn State, 5 right now. A&M, 4 right now. Alabama's not, those guys have not announced. They'll announce in the, obviously, the next few days. But so, my point is that all those teams, your juniors are going to leave. So, you have to almost account that Auburn, 3. That when they come back, it's almost like, you expect them to go. But when they come back, like Cleveland Farrell did, like Christian Wilkins did, like Austin Bryant did,
yep,
then you go, you should be surprised that way. That, to me, that's the attitude to take about
it. Sure.
And I don't blame those guys. What they put their bodies through. You get a guy like Van Smith who made a mistake because he's not playing football. Just give that up. But, you know, he's got family things going on. He's got academic things going on. I don't blame any of those guys for doing that. But you'd like to see them make the educated decision and the smart decision. And I don't think that the NFL is – I don't think NFL execs right now are gathering around or the draft table saying, how can we trade up to take Wallace, Muse, or Simmons right now?
No, and I would agree with that, and it would be fruitful for the Clemson team to receive those guys back next season. There's right. No doubt about it.
Right.
At the end of the day, you just mentioned juniors leave for some reason, and they go and they want to chase their dreams, and that's, you can't fault them for that, and I get it. At the end of the day, is it the right call? That's probably something that you got to determine after the fact, and it will be determined after the fact, unfortunately, if they get drafted or not. They make an opportunity or a chance for themselves in the next level.
Yeah, totally agree with all of that. But the 3 that have announced so far, and you could throw Farrell in there, that'll be 4. Farrell will, I'd be surprised.
Yes, Mullen, Lawrence, Farrell is probably going to announce, and then Trey Lamar as well.
All those guys will be first or second day guys.
Mullen talked about before the playoff that if he received a first or second round grade, he was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he received that.
I don't know.
And then he made himself some money on Monday night.
Right.
If we're going to be honest.
Yeah.
Lawrence was always going to leave. That was assumed. You would assume Farrell's going, although he hasn't declared yet. And then Trey Lamar. So it's it's interesting to see what the Tigers are going to do on defense, mostly defense, next season. They're losing, obviously, a lot of seniors as well on that defense side of the ball. And Albert Huggins is going. Christian Wilkins is going. Austin Bryant. Chris Register will be leaving. Jalen Williams, Judah Davis, Kendall Joseph, J.D. Davis. Mark Fields at the corner spot. There's a lot of guys.
A lot of guys.
Greg Hugel's gone.
Yep. Greg the Leg. All those guys are gone. And that's why, boy, you got to find a way to continue to recruit every year. And that's why freshmen come into it. I mean, think about it. In this past year, and that's why the Booths of the world and Sheridan Jones and Brighton Constantine or Bentley, Vonta Bentley or McGuire, these guys are going to have to play. That's why that Latson and Gatta and mate the tight ends, you talk about Williams, I mean, Lay and Allen, those guys might have to play because there's so much turnover.
Yep.
In college football nowadays. But this time last year, when thinking about guys coming in, we knew about Trevor Lawrence, but you'd think that Lynn J. Dixon, or we thought Ross maybe, but you think that Kendrick or Galloway or Jackson Carmen or Thomas, those guys would play the role that they played? Big roles.
They're at 83 scholarships right now. Are they going to have more or less than that when the season starts next season?
Well, they'll have more.
They will.
Well, I think Farrell... I expect Farrell to go. I don't expect anybody else to go. And they're going to add more than signee this class. Okay. I've got them at 82, but I've got them, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But they'll add more than they'll lose from here on out because they still got a whole month to go. Signing day's not until February 6th this year, the first Wednesday in February every year. So it's February 6th, the latest it can be. And they will add, maybe as early as this weekend, add to that class.
Oh?
Well, Jerrion Ealy's coming to town. Jerrion Ealy gets to do something at Clemson that I don't think's ever happened before.
What's that?
He takes an official visit, which there will be a national championship parade and stadium celebration now, and then the banquet Saturday night. Think about this, Mr. Orr, 24. Of all the festivities you can do, his visits are going to be, he's already been like Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Alabama, and Clemson. He's from Mississippi. Maybe LSU in there, maybe one more. He gets to, you know, Ole Miss is going to show him baseball and football facilities and sit down and relationships, all this stuff. Mississippi State can show him a great baseball facility and some history in Alabama with a lot of history. None of those teams can have a national championship parade in which thousands of people will line the streets to get a picture and wave and see these guys. And then 50, 60, 70, I don't know how many thousand people are going to cram into a stadium, bundle up with some blankets, and come into a stadium to celebrate and to see the crystal ball and see the, what do you call the new trophy?
It's just the College Football Playoff trophy presented by Dr. Pepper.
Right, but they call it something on there. Anyway, but so you get to see all that and the people going crazy of it, and they get to see a great banquet, those guys and that kind of. I would be very surprised if he's not extremely impressed by what he sees this weekend. Well, that's Paul Strelo about that. But no, I, to answer your question, I think they will add more after these three are gone. Farrell will be the fourth. I think they'll add, from here on, they'll add more than they'll lose because of recruiting here in the next month.
I love it.
I do, too. Great segment, too, buddy. Enjoyed that. I want to tell you about my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Tim Worley reached out and said congratulations on the national championship, and I asked him about, I think he had some eye surgery or something, some LASIK or something. So I hope that all went great. Yeah, the scepter, the golden scepter. Is what that was. But Tim checked in with us, and he's doing great. He's back, and he wants to talk to you. He wants to get in touch with you. He wants you to get in touch with him and talk much more about your garage floor and seeing if he can help you. He would love to help you. The bottom line is that your home value will go up by more than what you pay for it because this garage floor looks amazing. You saw my garage floor Sunday night?
Was it Sunday night?
I think it was Sunday night, right?
Yeah, because you were leaving the next morning.
Yeah, Sunday night. Looking good, huh?
It's not bad.
Looking good.
Where exactly in that garage is the golf simulator going?
Right behind the crib in priority list, the crib and the little swaddles or whatever, those little gowns and all that. Right behind all that.
I wouldn't put the crib in the garage.
No, but priority-wise, then, where those things go, that's not happening. It'd be nice, though, wouldn't it?
Man, it'd be cool.
I couldn't get rid of you. You'd be over there every day. No, you probably wouldn't. I'd invite you, and you'd turn me down.
Listen, I'm not trying to squat over there. You know, I'm trying to give you some space.
Whatever. Call them. 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. When we come back, we'll open up phone lines for the first time. Dabo Swinney wins the Bear Bryant Award for the third time in the last 4 years. Clemson basketball loses at Syracuse. Bunch of junior stuff. I think, pretty interesting stuff. We're going to talk about the odds of the national championship prop bets and how that turned out. Also, future odds and also Dabo Swinney as an underdog. A lot to do, man. Love to hear from you. Paul Strelo, 805. More right after this.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
He cuts it to the 15, he's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, and up in the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him in second at the 9-yard line.
every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play from the Clemson defense!
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the college football world orange.
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Get ready. It's time.
Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show, January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Absolute Waste Management specializes in waste removal services for bulky, unwanted items like old furniture, appliances, construction, debris, and more. Also offering clean-out services for evictions, rental properties, estate liquidations, and foreclosures. Call or text 864-266-7131 for your free, no-obligation quote today. Don't wait. Make the call. Schedule an appointment and say bye to the junk. 864-266-7131 or online at AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Upgrading your bathroom? The Home Depot can help you upgrade that upgrade with great brands and great savings at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Right now, add the finishing touch with an exclusive Delta Zella faucet for just $59. It's a two-handled high-arc center set faucet to give you plenty of clearance. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off everything, including custom postcards, invitations, labels and stickers, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 11th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now stay tuned for
Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
When I first met with Randy at Harbin Lumber, I realized I was a younger man, much of a younger man. They've been doing this, been talking to these guys for about 10 years. I ate lunch with Randy at a local deli here in town, and he was telling me about them, and I figured it out pretty easy. A, they're different than everybody, and A, you know, B, they were coming up on 100 years of doing this in a full-service lumber yard. I guess I did realize that there's so much competition for them out there, but then I didn't realize that their business is a lot like yours, that while in practice, they do an awful lot of lumber and interior products and exterior products and framing materials and stuff like this, installed services and stuff like this. But what their business like yours is, it's still a people business, man. And it all comes down to how you treat people. And it all comes down to, what goes into the relationships that they build with you and how, while the products are great, more than anything else is as a builder, remodeler, handyman in the upstate, your time is more efficient and your bottom line dollar figure is more efficient as a result of Harbin Lumber. 102 years, full service lumberyard, harbinlumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053. Speaking of numbers, Mr. Orr24, our healthcare text line 986-1566. I have some great questions on it. I'm going to get to it in a second. Twitter, you're back. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed Twitter stock went up when you came back?
It did not.
At Mr. Orr24, at Mickey Plyler. And the priority on the show always is our callers, 654-ROAR, 654-7627, area code 864. And that's what Logan has gotten in touch with us very early over in Easley. Hey, good morning, Logan. Thanks for calling in, man. I hope you're doing well.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Man, we are blessed, and we hope that you're having a great day.
Yeah, I just got off work. About to go in the house right now.
Good, man. Good deal.
Yeah. Now, I was just calling to see. I've been trying to listen to the podcast and, catch up on what y'all been talking about. But I would just like to give Davo props on how humble he is. Even in the post-game interview, he was talking about basically the national championship is a byproduct of what he's really trying to accomplish. He said, because he wants to make sure that his boys, or his young men, rather, want to have a good education, be good fathers and always succeed in life. And then the good stuff just comes to you naturally. And, as a parent, I would love for my son one day to play for him or somebody identical.
Well, if you notice, he talks about this. There is nothing in their goals about winning the national championship. There's other goals on the field, so they don't talk about that. And they talk about, like, the same stuff with the process of every day and doing something every day. But part of that process is the academics, the nutrition, the strength and conditioning, the spiritual aspect of it, the idea that and Mac Brown talked about this when they beat Southern Cal, that tonight was a great moment for you. And winning a national championship, great, but this is not your greatest moment. Your greatest moment is the day you get married, the day that you become a father, the day that you get your next job, you buy your next house or whatever it might be, that life is going to be about those things more and the relationships you have with family and business and friends and those kind of things that he's – I love the idea we serve their hearts, we don't serve their talents. And as a result, one of the things that happens as a byproduct of that is that parents see it and players see it and they want to be a part of that. That it's not just about football. These guys leave here a lot better men than they came in as a young man.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's what helps a lot, even with, recruiting wise.
Oh, no.
Because a student might want to go play for this school, but they're not really thinking too far about your future because anybody has one play or one injury and then your career is done and then you're sitting there with no degree and no skills and you basically back to square one and have to start all over.
Right, right. No doubt about that. But he knows that. I mean, he was a player and he's got three sons and two of his sons are currently on the team. But he knows all of that. And the guy's brilliant. The guy's one of the smartest people I've ever been around. And his people skills are as good as anybody I've ever seen and a role model. I told his wife, he's a role model for me in business and in my friendship relationships and as a husband and now here as a father, I know a lot. I asked Rodney Williams, who was a very successful businessman in the upstate, how, because Rodney sits over there with him in meetings and has access to him all the time. You know, how does he affect you and your life? And he goes, just leadership-wise of running a company and having to provide for my families, the people that work for me, and what that's about. And so if you pay attention, like you obviously have, Logan, you see that football's fun. That's great. But, man, there's a lot more stuff that guy does over there that has a bigger impact maybe on those guys for sure, maybe for us as well. Logan, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot for checking in with us. I told Kathleen, I've been paying attention to Dabo Swinney since before he got here. When I called Danny Pierman, Danny's at the University of Virginia Tech. So this guy, you know, your buddy, the guy that you and your wife were friends with him, his wife, who's this Dabo Swinney guy? And he said, this is the most optimistic man I've ever seen in my life. He thinks he's going to get every recruit, thinks he's going to win every game. He goes, you're going to love Dab. And since that point in time, I started paying attention to him. And I think my business is better as a result, not by him winning. Our business is better, Zach Orr, by him winning football games.
Of course.
Our ad rates have gone up. The people that want to advertise here, it goes up. Our listeners have gone up.
We're stupid rich over here now.
Oh, we print money over here now. We wipe with 50s now. No. But it's not just that part of it. Not just the listeners. I mean, you go back and look at our numbers. Yeah, it's great. But it's not just that. The relationship that you have. But when you watch him, I think I try to make better business decisions leadership-wise. Or I know I'm a better husband because I see what kind of husband he is. I think I'm a better father by watching him and what kind of father he is. So, in the end, that's much more important than winning a football game. In his direct, that's indirectly what he does here. His direct direct contact with players. Cleveland Farrell tweeted out this morning that Dabo won his third Bear Bryant Award in the last 4 years. And Cleveland Farrell says, GOAT. That, you know, in the old days, you're supposed to hate your coach. It was us versus him. Herb Brooks, right? Us versus him. They love this guy.
I'm not here to be your friend.
Right.
You need one of those? Take it up with Doc.
Yeah. Love that guy, though.
I'm here to be your coach.
Those guys are better people as a result of the exposure they have to him. And not just him. That entire process, that entire staff, all the support staff, everybody over there. Dave is up next. Hey, Dave, I appreciate you calling in, man. I hope you're doing well this morning. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
We're great. Sorry. We're great. We hope you are, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing great. It's hard not to do great after Monday.
No doubt.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. A two-part comment. One, I was born in 64, and I've been a Clemson fan all my life. And I would just want all the people that haven't had the privilege of being a Clemson fan as long as I have, that have just known only these great years in the last 10 or so, that I would hope they would understand that this is not typical stuff, and we are seeing something that happens maybe once in a lifetime for a few precious years. And I would hope that people wouldn't think that that's the norm and then be expecting it to happen every year, because it's just, this never happens. And also, over those years, I think even when we had really, really good teams, it seemed like our offensive line was typically always one of the things that hurt us more often than not. And, man, those guys the other night, I mean, it's a whole lot easier for a quarterback to do a really good job when he's never on the ground. And I don't think those guys got enough credit. And anyway, I appreciate your time, and thanks for letting me on.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the phone call. That my 8-year-old nephew, in his lifetime, Zach, Clemson is 80, let me see, 81, 82, 90, 92. Clemson is 97 and 4, 6, 8, 11, 12, 13, 15. They're 97 and 15. They've won 5 ACC championships. They've been in the top 10, finished the top 10 in the country 6 times. The guy's 8 years old. He's seen 5 ACC championships, 6 top 10 finishes, 4 college football playoffs, 3 national championship games, and 2 national championships. That's all he knows. He's 8 years old. That's all the guy knows. At the end of the season, he thinks, okay, we go to the ACC championship game, then we go to the playoffs, then we go to the national championship game. hey, Mom, you know, I look at the schedule, my schedule, and look at it, and I go, hey, we've got to go to Louisville this year. We got to go to Syracuse this year. He says, hey, we got to go to Charlotte this year. We got to go to Phoenix this year. 8 years old, man. That's all the kid's never seen a single-digit win season in his life. Mm. He's never seen a single-digit win season.
I hope he never sees one.
but trust me, it wasn't always like that. We have a lot to do. I would love to hear from you. Our number.